Welcome to the Launch with Words podcast with your host, Bridget Willard. We're going to talk about all things content, blogging, articles, videos, whatever has words and goes on your website. Hey, thanks for joining me for another episode of the Launch with Words podcast. What if I'm not a good writer? What if I'm not a good writer? Well, most likely, you're not a good writer. You're also probably not a good singer, which is why we have karaoke and showers and the privacy of your own vehicle. Business blogging isn't about being Ernest Hemingway. It's not about being a good writer. Business blogging is about elevating yourself as the industry expert, as the person who knows what you're talking about, as somebody who is approachable and friendly. Business blogging isn't about being a good writer. But Bridget, you say, I had a hard time with high school. That's okay. High school was 30 years ago for me, and I'm learning every day. But we have tools. We have so many tools. It's 2021, and there is no reason why you should not be blogging for your business. Let's get started with some tools. Okay, first of all, if you don't like typing, we have Siri, Alexa, and Google, and all of them are very happy to take notes for you. Within Google Docs, voice typing is a command in tools. It's native. Open up your Chromebook, your laptop, your phone, click on voice typing, and you have to imagine yourself as the boss talking to a secretary. That's the only trick, right? So you'll have to say, what if I'm not a new writer? New paragraph. It's okay if you're not a writer, semicolon. None of us are, period. It's fine if you have to say it that way. Or you can just vomit it out and say, hey, Siri, start a note. And she will say, what would you like your note to say? You could say, I just want to talk about why epoxy injection is so important for standing tilt up construction and blah, 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 blah. Hand it to an editor, give it to a friend, have your partner look at it, secretary, somebody in your office. There's options, right? So you're aiming for 300 to 500 words. This is basically the same amount of words that's your typical five paragraph essay. Content marketing, blogging, which is always also called content marketing for business. Content marketing or blogging for business is about giving answers, being helpful, being clear, being witty, being funny, showing your personality. Okay. So what you're going to do is think about, and I talk about this in my book and in the plugin, what are some questions that your customers always ask you? I challenge you, as a business owner, keep a journal, a notebook that sits on your desk or Evernote or whichever tool you like in order to keep keep in one spot ideas for blogs, because the customer is always asking you, for example, how do I distribute a podcast on castos.com? It's hosting, but how do I distribute that? So that is a question that comes from a customer, which means that is something you can answer in a blog post. All right. Then you have an internal sales library, but that's another episode. All right. So more tools, Jarvis.ai, Bertha.ai just released. That works within WordPress. You can also hire an editor. And as far as grammar goes, Google Docs, Microsoft Word, they have grammar checkers, but also the Grammarly Chrome extension is free. Grammarly has free options that will make suggestions for you based upon tonality even. Maybe you don't want to be informal for your blog, right? That's fine. So you have options with grammar, spelling, and tonality, which is what a great writer would be considered, right? So, for example, one of the tools I love is HemingwayApp.com. Now, Hemingway is known for short sentences, but upon just reading The Old Man and the Sea, it's not just short sentences. It's the cadence. They're short. There's long. They're short. There's long. There's a rhythm to it. It keeps you reading. You want to know what is happening with this old man, and will he make it back? Will he make it back with even some of the fish left, right? You're in that suspense because of the way the writing is. So business blogging isn't prose, but it also just can have those kinds of tools. Now, if you're writing within WordPress itself, Yoast SEO and Rank Math also have readability and keyword helpers. So with all of those tools, there's no reason why you can't set aside 2 minutes once a month. I mean, 2 hours once a month to write your blog post. You don't have to be a good writer. You have to be good at your job, which is why you started your business, right? I think it is. Thanks for listening to Launch With Words, a podcast by BridgetWillard.com. If you like this podcast, why not go ahead and share it with your friends, small business owners, peers, your brother. Oh, I really appreciate your attention. If you have any ideas, contact me on my website. Follow me at Bridget M. Willard on Twitter. And I hope to see you on the next episode or the next season.